¿Aló? ¿Lin yo es? No, 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 se son tan mitin bien.
Mitin ya, nunca me hago un gusto. Ahora sí. ¿Por qué compro monitor a mi phone? Yes, I can't have a phone to monitor. Better we keep silent. So that we monitor it, we pay in the way. Big up, I don't know what to do.
Good afternoon, honorable members. And I also noticed that the ministry is amongst us, and the monitoring group, parliamentary monitoring group, and communications, ne?
No,
committee section. Although we assistant.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a course. All right. Okay. You are welcome this evening. For this evening now. I believe that there has been a lot of messages that came through to the portfolio committee in relation to the scheduling of meetings. I would apologize for that. That was beyond the office of the chairperson's power. I think the committee will recall that as we are busy with the BEEE reports, there's also a requirement that the portfolio committee interacts with the department in relation to the expenditure, quarterly expenditure reports, starting from October last year to end of September this year. So it's a requirement, it's written in black and white. So the department was reluctant to provide that information because they were saying the information, yes, there is a preliminary report that has not yet been authorized or approved by the DG. But I insisted that we get that information. And another excuse was that they had already planned for the technical meeting, which is going to be held tomorrow on the 20th. Now they were preparing for that meeting, so they couldn't come before the portfolio committee. So I said, no, well, it's fine. They must provide us with the information. We are going to use the information, even if they are not there. So they sent that information late yesterday. And then in terms of the turnaround strategy, we all recall that the department reported to the committee that the turnaround strategy is ready. Any day they can come before the portfolio committee and report. And I think the member Steyn and member Bowman would recall that even during the interaction, I think it was in September, if I'm not mistaken, with the or beginning of October, no, it was in September, when we were in a meeting of the Appropriations Committee, and it was categorically stated that the turnaround strategy is ready and they are ready to present it to the Portfolio Committee. So I requested that strategy should also be part of the report of the BRRR because the committee, as the committee have observed that most of the things, issues that were supposed to be implemented have not been implemented. And the reason is that is because the department was still busy with the turnaround strategy. So based on that, I thought it would be imperative for the committee to have that strategy, I mean that turnaround strategy. When we are reporting that they have not done this ABC, but that ABC has been addressed in the turnaround strategy. So I think it would be, it would balance a report, even in terms of their side of the department, would balance to say at least something has been done. So, but they are also reluctant because they said they are busy tomorrow. Then I said they must provide us with the information. We're going to read the information and we're going to utilize the information at our disposal in assessing the performance of the department. So that is why you received these documents very late. And now I was informed that no, the turnaround strategy is not yet, is still processed, presented to, I mean, it has been taken to, submitted to the Department of Public Service and Administration for approval of the organogram. That's it, it's not a problem. Organogram and the whole strategy is something different. They can take that to the Public Service and Administration Department, and they were saying they're going to present it yesterday. So that it can be approved. As I said, they must bring it to us so that we can see what is in there. So that's why we have received the document. And then the second part of it is the issue of the Auditor General's report. Members will recall that last week in the portfolio committee, they did not engage extensively with the Auditor General's report because we in fact we agreed that it is not necessary to discuss issues directly with the accounting officer. We rather engage the minister more especially on the issues that are raised on the part of the accounting officer's alleged acts and omissions. So we cannot discuss those issues with him. So the executive authority is the best or suitable for engagement on those areas. So as from that day on Wednesday, my office started contacting the office of the minister. So many emails were written by Kokoliswa, and I think to inform them that at least our schedule is too tight. It's very tight, and of which in this report, we have to report that Parliament, if they don't do something else, those reports are going to be a flop at the end of the day because we are not doing justice in these BRRR reports within such a short space of period. So if they want us to do justice, they must make sure that they give us enough time to look at this. So, but I requested that the staff in the ministry should make sure that at least we get a response that we see the minister as from Tuesday up to tomorrow morning so that we engage with him. I couldn't get response. Nobody was coming back to me. I was taking initiative, phoning them now and again. Until last night, I think I was just getting off here last night. I was here up to 8 p.m. Until last night. Then Meloni phoned me to say, no, they would like that the minister is requesting that we have a video conference tomorrow morning Then I explained to her that, no, we can have a video conference. Don't have a problem. But the problem is it's not going to happen in the morning, because tomorrow morning we have scheduled a meeting with the presidency. The presidency is coming tomorrow morning to brief the committee on its observations on the performance of the department tomorrow morning. So we are going to engage with the president. So we can have it in the afternoon, I mean after that meeting. So that was it. So I'm still waiting for the confirmation if that is going to materialize. Because if we don't interact with the minister, at the end of the day, we are going to comment on the Auditor General's report. But it would sound, it wouldn't sound very well if we have not engaged with the minister, because we need to get his views. How is he going to, what are the plans to correct these issues that are raised in this report? So that is the situation for now. I'm still waiting for that confirmation of the meeting or video conference, because there won't be any meeting. It's just going to be that engagement on the video conference. Then the second point I want to raise is Koliswa has been admitted, high blood pressure. She's in the Mitchell's Plain Hospital. So members, if they would like to see her, but I thought that we were going to arrange transport, but we can't now because the schedule is too tight. This report, we have to adopt it tomorrow so that it goes for at least for the National Treasury to respond, if he's going to be able to respond to some of the issues that are raised in this report on Tuesday. So the other issue now, Greg is acting as the secretary, and they have got the committee support staff, at least. They are trying their best. So those were the issues I thought it would be necessary for me to raise. And then in terms of the apologies, I've got the apology for Baba Machoba. He's still in the copter, and Doris is still in the transport, but they are coming. They're going to join us. And as well as Mnisi, I think, yeah, Mnisi is not back. He's at home. I don't know what is going on there. And then there's Mashishi, her daughter, has been involved in an accident, I think on Friday or Sunday. So, yes, I've got those apologies. So, with those few comments, you are welcome. Let's hope that we are going to make it. We've got this tech document, and in front of you, I would suggest that let's run it page by page, so that at least tomorrow, what we're going to take a small break, and then we just craft the observation. I mean the report. Collect a few points from the report of the ministry, and then we put it together, and then we come back and adopt the report so that it must go. So that's what I wanted to request from you. So this is the structure. Okay. Maybe there are any comments. I think it's too much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm pleased you're giving us an opportunity here. I think that... Well, first of all, I want to say that it's very disappointing that the department has reneged on the turnaround strategy, because there is so much that hinges on that turnaround strategy in the comments that are coming out in this report and that came out last year as well. So one doesn't want to go in with the same old stuff all over again. And with that turnaround strategy being so critical, I would have thought that it would have actually been a priority And he did say right up until last Wednesday when they were here that they are ready with that. The other thing I want to say, and you've commented on it, it's impossible for us to do justice to these reports the way we are going about them, because I don't know whether we're going to go, whether we're even in a position to go in requesting an adjustment to our budget where we think perhaps there's money needed, because, you know, we just haven't had a chance to do it. The other thing I really need to say is that, Chairperson, you are working under extremely difficult circumstances. I don't know how we can help you. I'm very pleased now that our whip is with us and functioning here, and I think we're going to need, you know, quite a lot of help from her for you, to support you, because you can't. Your admin staff is all over the place, and there's so much work for you to do. So, but please, I'm sure I speak on behalf of all of us if there's anything that we can do. And I think, yes, we will go through this. And as far as the, I think even with the turnaround strategy, I think, you know, instead of even including it in this, the comment is just, and it's already been made here, that so much of this is dependent on the turnaround strategy. And then we just say, we've been waiting for the report, it's not coming. And, you know, that's what we put into our report. That's the reality of it.
Okay, thank you very much. Then the structure of the report. Yeah, the introduction. I think the introduction is fine for me. I don't have to spend much time on it. And then on page 3 there's also the guidelines of the reporting, where we have sourced the information. Okay.
Just very quickly, if I can just take us back to page 2, Chairperson. With the contents, once we completed it, if we could maybe on the right-hand side just have page numbers against these headings, which will assist, obviously, anybody reading it.
We turned over quite quickly there. This is also just a suggestion, because we are with these reports all over in, you know, sometimes it's 2010, sometimes it's 11, 12, sometimes I think even in this table of contents, I think we need to refer to which year it is that we're referring to. So if for example, we're talking about analysis of expenditure reports, which year reports are they? And the annual reports and so on. So just to add in the years there with these.
So we all agree that that is the reports that we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the role of the committee is. Okay. I think that is the role of the committee.
Sure. You're on page 4 now, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, just before the role of the committee, you've got the following human settlements entities.
Mm-hmm.
We don't reflect Shrade.
Is Shrade not there?
No.
Okay. Mecha. Okay, thank you. Okay, it's a social housing regulatory authority. Okay, other comments?
Yes. I'm sorry, these were some of the amendments I had in that never went through to you. But I think just as a matter of grammar, if you like, I don't know what it is, the mandate of the Human Settlements Portfolio Committee is, I think, sounds better. And then you say, is to, and then you take out the, and it's to consider legislation referred to it. You see? I'm at 1.1.
Okay.
So the mandate of the Human Settlements Portfolio Committee is to consider legislation referred to it, initiate, you've got to delete these things, initiate and amend legislation, exercise oversight, and then that's correct, consider international agreements.
No, we have already, we're going to have captured them all.
You do, you've got it,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, that's
yes.
Fine.
Mm.
Thanks.
I wasn't going to go through that, but if we're going to fix things up like that, just again to the...
No, let's do
it. All right. Right at the top of page... At the top of page 4, the following human settlements entities. I think we should maybe say the following entities report to the National Department of Human Settlements.
Yes. No, let's do it now, because we won't get any other time. Because when you get out here, we have to...
I'm not sure, but don't you think it will be easier, because when you are discussing, sometimes you are use abbreviations like NURH, something like that. Then after saying SHRA, after saying social housing regulation, then in brackets we say SHRA.
Well,
I'm
supposed to do that.
Yeah, on all of them.
Alternatively, maybe at the end we can have a complete list of abbreviations.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think we've done that in the annual report, so we can have a similar list of everything.
Yeah, they are just presented here as they are in their report. There's nothing that we can change there. And then measurable objectives, they are there. There's nothing that we can change there. And then we get to page 8, the same story. Then we get to page 10, where we analyze, so we are analyzing the department's prevailing strategic and operational plan. On program 1, the department reported that bulk verification of qualifications was conducted, including matric, for all employees who are permanently employed. 2 bills were processed and passed by Parliament, which is a sectional titles scheme management and community schemes on both service bills. Then the appointments of officials on contracts.
Take out the S on
Appointment of officials on contracts were made to ensure that service delivery is not hampered by the turnaround process.
I don't quite understand what we're saying, because we're saying we know there's a high vacancy rate, but now we're saying that the appointment of officials on contract were made.
This is the report. What we need to say, you can say it was reported that. This is a report, and you will find that in this report. It is here. So what you are raising, it has to come as a concern. What does they mean? What do they mean? If they say the vacancy rate is high and there were no posts filled, because that is what they presented, that is because of the turnaround process. So they could not appoint people because of this strategy. Whereas on the other side, so there's a contradiction, that where if you're going to raise those issues, you can highlight them so that you raise them in the comments and observations. So there's quite a lot of contradictions that we have observed. Because if they have not spent funds on Program 1, if you look at Program 1, there's, in fact, in all of these programs, there's quite a lot of variants and rollovers which were taken to Program 1. So you can ask yourself a question. What were those funds? Why were those funds transferred to Program 1 and yet there is no progress of filling the vacancies? And then now, if they are saying they've appointed contract employees to avoid service delivery compromise, so why have they not spent? So there's quite a lot of questions that you can raise on that one. So reserve your points, you can jot them down, and then they will assist us in our observation. Otherwise, this is a report, and I've even took an initiative to read this book through, so that I put this issue, because the research unit, really, we do have a problem in the research unit capacity. Because we're not on the same path. We don't understand issues on the same path. So their reporting just reported in an achievement. So I started at the Kalein, Utungkazen Fagel and Doni, the achievements that have been presented to us. So that when we interact with the report, those contradictions, we are able to highlight them. So can we continue and sustain now? I'm sure you have.
Can I just make another suggestion, Chair? If you look at programs 2, and I think 3 and 4 as well. No. I just want to say, immediately after the heading, you've got the what is referred to in the book here as purpose. If you look at 2 there, we've got that to develop and promote policies. On 1, we don't have that purpose. So, just in...
But this is their report on program 1. Let me take you...
Yeah, it's on page 39, Chair, yes. Now, I'm saying we should also then, just like we do with the other programs, just put the purpose first and then those measurable objectives. Because on 1, we start immediately with a measurable objective, bulk verification.
This is there, Mr. We have started already. Yes. If you look at that page...
But then we repeat it on page 10, Chair.
Because here we have got measurable objectives, strategic goal 1. It has got to do to provide strategic leadership, administrative, and so on and so on. Because here now we are analyzing the operational plan value.
For program one, what have they done?
Okay.
Just let, I think if I could try and assist here, because that was also my point. Now, either we leave out, I think what we're trying to say here is there needs to be a standard sort of reporting. So if we want to save on the paper, then when you get to your programs two and three, then you want to leave out that bit that you've got in italics there, which is the purpose. You see, the purpose has been left out under program one.
That's what I was referring to.
So it's just either we take it out,
all right. No.
Or we put it in. It's only to put
it in. No. We have put them. It's only on program one.
That we did.
Yes.
So that's the point, to standardize, to be consistent in the report.
Yes. No, yeah. I agree with you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. So we're going to put the purpose in.
Yes, that to develop and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we continue to. Yes, ma'am.
Then we are agreeing that we are going to put a purpose.
In fact, we have done
before
it.
That. Yes. That ballot.
We have done already with others.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's only on program one. Yes. Yes.
And then if we can maybe just put the heading for whether we're going to call it measurable objectives or not. Because to just kick off like bulk verification or quantification. So we just, if we're going to...
No. The heading there is analysis. That analysis of the department's prevailing strategic and operational is the heading that has been allocated to each and every committee.
Yes.
It's a guideline. We have to follow. Yes.
But under the program.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're going to put the purpose, and then following that is our analysis.
Yes, this is our analysis. Because we have already put the measurable objectives on the page one, because we are following that template. That template, if you look at page one, page two, that template is the...
Okay, yes. Measurable objectives of the entire
farm. Yes. So we are following it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that is why I said at least again, what we need to do here, as we are saying, as we have done, putting the purpose, and then we don't have to put now what is the measurable objective. We have to put what has been reported, what was the progress. So that is the progress that they have presented to the committee. And then, in outcomes in monitoring external cases being investigated by the special SIU. Now, is there any report? You know that report.
Yeah, you know, sure.
On page 10.
Yeah. Under one or two, program one or two.
And then. It's your third
paragraph,
that's the outcome. Mr. Sanai. I was saying you're doing what the department does to us. You give me one and then you come with a revised one. Mine is different. Oh, this is much different.
Oh,
this is different to the one I brought you.
All right. No problem.
Very different.
Okay, let's carry on, Mrs. Stein. So you have got it now. What we are saying, we are on bulk. What they have done, we have done with the paragraph one, and then paragraph two, and then paragraph two, three deals with monitoring external cases. Those cases, the SIU.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the report, and you are familiar to this report. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we get down. Then I think I'm going to, then there's a column there, the last paragraph. a number of targets could not be achieved subject to the finalization of the departmental turnaround strategy. That is their comment. Such as filling of vacancies, approved alignment of departmental structure, and the revision of the information communication and communication technology. Capacity constraints in this program resulted in the following not being achieved: an impact analysis and evaluation of policies, 14 planned internal audit projects, and 2 special projects. Promulgation of the Rental Housing Amendment Act and tabling of the Housing Amendment Bill were deferred to 2010-12.
Chair, before I actually check, I thought that also the PIE Act was also, the amendment to the PIE Act was also deferred.
Okay.
If I can double check it, I'll make a note, but I think it was also supposed to be tabled during this that financial year.
And then I had
a note in my old one here about revision of the information communication technology. Perhaps we should just say the information communication technology system. We just add the word system after technology. And Chair, I'm going to make a note just to check, because I'm a bit concerned about these figures that have been given by the SIU. I did get the same feeling when we had them last week, that a lot of these figures were in the previous financial year as well. Okay. So they're reporting the same achievements from the previous year into this year.
Well, fine, down.
Yes, Chair.
I've got it in my head a total of 20. Oh no, you've got it further down here. No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Then let's continue to program 2. There's your papers there. Then the department's 2010-11 annual report claims that no major variances were reported for program 2 during the period under review. However, Program 2 experienced mixed levels of success in terms of meeting set targets. For example, the department exceeded its targets to undertake applied research and produce 2 research reports on identified themes. In addition to meeting the target, it also published a paper and initiated 2 additional studies, which will be completed during 2011-12. Further, it also developed the following 3 policy proposals: new national policy for the ministerial technical standards regarding the subsidy-financed housing sector, a comprehensive new human settlements policy, and a human settlements bill, as well as a policy on the housing subsidy scheme quantum. Economic research on housing resulted in the following 3 reports: assessment of the economic impact of government housing programs, preliminary report on assessment of the performance of government subsidized housing as an asset, and a booklet and compact disc on a directory of exhibitors, alternative building technologies in Daba. Furthermore, the extent to which urban dwellers in polygamous marriages might be discriminated against by the current housing policies and programs. An assessment of the performance of the government subsidized housing. No, no, this is a repetition. The first result. Yeah, I think there, what is missing is that the report is completed. I mean, the study, the first result on the study are completed. I think that is one, that is the area that is missing, that we can fix it there. Are you with us, Liep? I hope you are with us. And then a research was conducted on the cost of building an informal dwelling, informal settlements, and data has been collected and field work reports have been collected.
Research was conducted.
All right. Then the following were not achieved. Instead of two, only one report completed on assessing the impact on national housing policies, programs, and projects. The department reported that the second study only commenced during the third quarter, and data collection was still in progress by end of the financial year. And then my contradictions now. The department was supposed to complete two occupancy audits. Not a single report was drafted. The department reported that the occupancy audit could not continue due to insufficient funding and was discontinued. Four quarterly technical construction reports were due for completion, but instead, not a single report was drafted. The department reported that approval was not granted for the establishment of the National Verification Unit due to insufficient funding, and this output was discontinued. Comments? Babu Ustole.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was checking the first sentence. Instead of two, only one report completed for assessing?
On assessing the impact. I think that one is fine. But the comment here now, this is the report. If you look at the achievements, no, there are no achievements. Let me touch it, but it's in that aspect. So, I don't know what the contradictions now. But for the comment, by the particular committee, because for me, I don't understand why they are saying there were no funds to establish that national verification unit.
Reason being that they were vehement and they rollover. Mr. Sen, can you assist us in program two? What was the rollover?
Yes, Chair, that was one of my questions. There was an 11 million rand unspent. And I said, but how can you say you didn't have funds when there's 11 million rand that you didn't spend? And obviously, if it was a target, then it should have been budgeted for.
Exactly. Now, really, can you put that?
Nothing left in it from under all.
Yes, because we have to comment on this.
Yeah. Chair, if I may just ask, I've just been searching here. I haven't previously, and I may have overlooked it, but I haven't previously found anything about, and I find it a bit strange, the research is conducted on the cost of building an informal dwelling. I'm just raising. Then I also want to an assessment of the performance of the government subsidized housing as an asset. The first result on the study are completed. When I look at the on page 55 of the book, it's one of the shortfalls. It says a study to assess the performance of government-subsidized housing as an asset was delayed due to challenges in releasing data by the Department of Human Settlements Information Management Unit. It doesn't say anything about the first results being completed.
If you look at page 52, assessment of the performance of government-subsidized housing as an asset, the first results on the research study are complete. Then, this is the report. Then, what can you refer us to your comment now on page
55?
A study to assess the performance of government-subsidized housing as an asset was delayed due to challenges in releasing data by the Human Settlements. So I think in this report, as we are saying, this is the report, the top part is what they have reported to us, ne? And we have seen it in this report. Then the second part is the issues that have raised by them, they think they have not achieved, and also that we have also observed as the portfolio committee. Through the same report, I think this is going to take us back to the observations made by the Auditor General. The comments that saying the information from the department is not valid. Is not, but for now, let's take those issues so that when we are at the conclusion of the report, we refer what we are, why are we saying the information is not reliable. The information is not valid based on one issue. So you can quote that as an example. So are we together now?
Yes, we are.
Taking from the report that they did not establish the national verification because of the funding, was the according to the programs, was the amount allocated to each program? The program one was allocated so much, program two was allocated so much. Oh, okay. Maybe we'll see it later.
Yes. No, oh.
It's there.
It's there here. Yeah, it is there on program one. So much has been allocated, and then the department spent so much, and then there was a rollover of so much, and then environment of so much was transferred to program so and so. But then there's something that you the shortfalls on page 55.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read shortfalls there?
There was no response from the office. Sorry, Chair. The shortfall says there was no response from the Office of the Accounting Officer regarding research to develop a national framework to assess the sustainability of human settlements. This project was therefore not done within the planned time. A study to assess the performance of government-subsidized housing as an asset was delayed due to challenges in releasing data by the Department of Human Settlements Information Management Unit.
I hope you are assisting in this issue because
And then we, yes, we are through now with program two. Then program three, there's your purpose. It's there. Then on program three, reported to have achieved a number of key strategic objectives during this during the year under review, including instead of 2,150 net hectares of state land released to the Housing Development Agency as planned, a total of 33,000 hectares of land has been released. The free basic sanitation strategy was rolled out to 63% of municipalities instead of 30 as planned. However, while the department exceeded the target for number of households provided with basic sanitation services through the accelerated community infrastructure program, 8,426 households instead of 7,000. It failed with respect to targets set for rural housing infrastructure. RIP, only 5,500. Then, Unalatoya Hygiene, 100%. And then a total of 275 sustainable jobs were created instead of 200 as planned. For two projects, 200 jobs planned. It would assist the committee to receive further information on these jobs, e.g. the nature of the jobs, in which communities they were created, demographic profile of beneficiaries. Then, to a significant extent, targets not achieved by the department were influenced by inadequate responses from the provincial departments, for example. A multi-year National Human Settlements Development Plan not completed. The department indicated that 9 provincial plans were required. However, it is not stated which plans were outstanding and what resulted in the delays. The second point is information sessions not held with all 9 provinces on the strategy to unlock stalled projects. Instead, sessions were held with 6 provinces during June 2010 and 8 provinces during December 2010. Reports on the reasons for projects being unblocked were compiled based on information received from 4 provinces. 5 provinces failed to submit their input. The inadequate input also resulted in a priority list of blocked projects to be undertaken in provinces, which could not be completed. The delivery of at least 5,000 people's housing process housing units across 9 provinces could not be supported. Instead, only 4 provinces implemented PHP during 2010-11, and only 3,500 units could be supported. The rest of the provinces did not plan or budget for PHP, and it should be noted that in 2009-10, the department raised similar concerns. in respect of PHP. Then the following targets were not...
Can we, because now we're sort of making a note of things we're going to pick up later on, are we not? In commenting on this.
Just comment.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Because I think we need to pick up on this unblocked situation here as well, because one would have thought that with the urgency that was required here, that every, you know, no stone would have been left unturned to get this thing moving. So I think that's something that we could take, you know, when our observations is what you're calling it. Would we not do that? I just don't want us to lose the fact that, you know, because in fact this was reported in last year's report as well.
I think you are quite right to say we need to have an observation, not especially on the issue of PHP and the cooperatives. I think we need to include cooperatives here,
yes,
because we are saying people must not be dependent, too much dependent to government, and we are not giving them that opportunity to be independent. We are saying we want a developmental state, but we are not striving to make sure that we achieve that. So the issue of PHP is very crucial that we comment, and the issue of cooperatives. But I wanted to raise this, the issue of RIP. We don't have to put it here because RIP is on page is on program 4. So I'm going to move it here. It's on program, because here yes, it contains where, but it has to be reported separately where it belongs. It belongs to program 4. And then, I was still continuing, because here we have said the following targets were not, it's the same, it's a continuation. So let's delete, so now we'll delete that, the following targets. Then the continuation is a review of the National Program for Human Settlements chapter of integrated plans did not materialize. The terms of reference for appointment of service providers has been submitted to the Director General, and a response was still outstanding by end of the financial year. Then a framework for human settlements planning, not finalized, and was submitted to DG for approval.
I just want to get a clarity on the report where it says on June there were 6 provinces that were seen, and then again another 8 provinces. We only have 9 provinces. Why 8 and 6?
No,
that is 14.
I'm sorry, this is trying to say by June only 6 provinces, and then by December the number increased to 8.
Oh, okay.
Something that doesn't quite make sense to me is that the heading under that, to a significant extent, targets not achieved by the department were influenced by inadequate responses.
The following target, then those are the following targets. And then the last two.
But what do we mean with were influenced by inadequate responses?
That's how it is reported here. They are saying it's because they did not receive.
Oh, from the provincial department.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Chairperson, I've just made a note of that human settlement planning not finalised. I think that must also go in the back as a something we need to highlight, because that planning is at the crux of all the development, the delivery. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've put that at the back.
We're on page 13, program 4.
There's a very important one that we've left off here, and it wasn't until I turned the page. You'll recall that I mentioned it to the department, and that is the fact that they, in terms of their planning to eradicate something that they have not achieved was the revision of the informal settlement strategy. And it said a strategy document was not approved and rolled out. My question to them was, if it's our target is to eradicate by 2040, how come they don't have a strategy document and nothing has been approved to date? And that is on page 97, and it's the third one from the bottom.
Page 97?
Yes.
Page 97.
The third row from the bottom. The revision of the informal strategy.
Okay. That's an important non-achievement. In fact, if you look at the reason for it,
this activity was removed from the business plan due to limited funding resources.
Dr. Machoma, you are welcome. Since the report, the RRR report. Then on program 4, the purpose is there, of which I believe that we should bring in back RIP here. And then program 4, reported to have achieved the following key strategic objectives: relevant monthly reports and financial statements were submitted to the National Treasury as required, resulting in an unqualified audit report for 2010. You got Mr. Stanley. I know Mr. Stanley likes this one. And Mr. Stanley, you're not listening.
No, I'm not sure. I was somewhere else.
I am saying program 4. The achievements. It's relevant monthly reports and financial statements were submitted to the National Treasury as required, resulting in an unqualified audit report. And I don't believe what submission of statements to the National Treasury can result to unqualified report. I'm sure if it was reported like that, it's fine. 3 reports were produced on the analysis of information by financial institutions to detect lending patterns and practices on home loans. In order to facilitate increased support of affordable housing finance, a report on the progress on the guarantee fund was finalized. 2 reports on employee assisted housing were facilitated. Non-achievements, no report was produced on the secretariat functions due to the non-appointment of members of the Office of Disclosure and the non-coordination and dissemination of information to provinces and municipalities in terms of Home Loan and Mortgage Disclosure Act. With respect to investment for human settlements and infrastructure development, instead of two reports on the implementation of the official development assistance, official development assistance, only one report on the draft strategy developed. This was due to the fact that ODA strategy has not been finalized and is awaiting approval. So there's quite a lot of issues that are awaiting approval. So why? Why are we having this? Each and every area that requires approval, why things are not approved? Okay. Program five, okay.
Sorry. Something is worrying me. I think we should go back here up to underneath program four, which you've got your purpose, and then you've got that sentence, and then this bullet number one. You know, it's not correct that the financial statements are submitted to the National Treasury as required, resulting in an unqualified audit report.
No.
I think, was this listed from somewhere? Because I would suggest that we rather put a full stop and then say that there was an unqualified audit report. It's not because they submitted those reports quarterly.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
No, it's just worrying me.
It does not make sense.
Okay. I further want to suggest that when we're going to make the statement about the unqualified report, that we maybe do it at the end, because it doesn't refer to a specific program. It refers to the entire.
Yeah.
So that sentence about
it
unqualified
out
come to somewhere towards the end.
I think when we are dealing with the Auditor General's report, we are going to comment on that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's delete it here. Okay, program five. It is there. Achievements include the department met all its targets in respect to the strategic objectives to provide systems that support sector business processes. Targets related to departmental strategic and performance plans were achieved. Challenges were experienced related to the following outputs. The human settlements, communicare, and events management framework could not be achieved due to the following. Mintop decision on 8 July, which discontinued the internal newsletter. Mintop decision to appoint a panel of events management, marketing, and communication service providers. Mintop of 2011, again, I don't know which month, resolved that the newsletter be revised. A process to implement is underway. The department plan to develop and implement or manage and review the media services strategy and plans. It stated that there were delays in approval processes and some of the submissions and activities were partially implemented. The department reported that organizational transformation programs are partially coordinated and managed. Partially. What is partially? The department had targeted to produce two reports on verification visits to housing institutions produced and submitted to Director General for noting or action when necessary. It was reported that the target could not be reached due to the capacity constraints. The Social Housing Foundation was due to be completely dissolved, and this did not fully materialize. And Dr. Machoba,
What do they mean? What do they mean when they are saying capacity constraint? Why are they there? First.
Okay. Woman, can you put off your mic? Then
Chair, just again for consistency, on the other three programs, we've got achievements and then we very specifically have outputs not achieved. On this one, we've got all of it together.
Oh.
We've got both the achievements as well as the, we need to just separate again the things we've not achieved.
I'm sure you've got,
And then something that has not been achieved, which I think is of concern,
mm-hmm.
is... the report on the evaluation of the performance of the boards of the entities. No report was produced.
Yes.
Although the target, the target was one board evaluation
on page
116. Again, the third row from the bottom.
With other, okay. A summary of the department's 5-year strategic plan, the medium-term strategic framework positions human settlements as a key to achieving two strategic objectives: expansion of social and economic infrastructure, building cohesive, caring, and sustainable communities. The shift in focus from housing to human settlements was made due to the realization that housing is not just about building a shelter over the people's head. Instead, it is about economic growth and social development that are in balance with the caring capacity. I'm sure it's caring capacity of the natural system. I don't believe on this one. On which people depend on their existence and which subsequently result in substantial development. The Breaking the New Ground program is regarded as a response to this challenge. Guidance and support for implementing policy. Over the MTF period, the Department of Human Settlements will emphasize providing guidance and support on policy implementation. This will include direct support to provinces and municipalities on the implementation of projects, supporting projects where there are blockages, facilitating cooperation with the private sector. Further, the development will continue to refine the roles of municipalities in housing delivery, as well as to establish the necessary mechanisms for the rollout of accreditation. Now, this MTEF, if you look at the latest report, I think this is the report, if I'm not mistaken, where they are saying they have not achieved those intergovernmental relations and so on and so on.
So if it means even this MTEF strategy, the 5-year strategy, it's not working. Not working. Housing and quality audit. A preliminary housing quality audit is being conducted by the department and will focus on the persistent and chronic problems in the delivery of quality houses and allocation subsidies to non-qualifying beneficiaries. Addressing spatial planning challenges. Having adopted a comprehensive approach to human settlements, the department will look at key challenges around spatial planning, such as urbanization and migration patterns and the further such as urbanization and migration patterns and feather mushrooming of years. Oh, Delwa, we don't need that here. Then, coordinated sanitation program. The acquisition of sanitation function will ensure that the provision of sanitation services countrywide is consolidated and coordinated. They have not achieved that even now. Key policy developments. The National Housing Code was updated in 2008. In line with the comprehensive plan for sustainable human settlements, focusing on particular areas such as informal settlements, upgrading, integrated residential development, and rural and social housing. The code provides for considerable flexibility in contracting strategies and aims at improving urban efficiency by focusing on the development needs on entire community or area. The department identified the following challenges: inadequate planning, lack of coordination and integration of different government functions, social cohesion, and spatial capital to a large extent. Housing delivery still negates the role of civil society and the citizens themselves, therefore undermining social capital and building dependency on the state while burdening the state and compromising its delivery capacity. Outcome 8.
Okay. That last paragraph, I think after the second sentence, after government functions, there should be a comma. And then it should perhaps be lack of social cohesion and spatial capital, maybe full stop. And then a new sentence.
Okay. And then start a new sentence.
To another sentence.
Okay.
Then, outcome 8. The January 2010 Cabinet Khulekhutla accepted an outcome-based approach to service delivery. For each outcome, a limited number of measurable output with targets. Each output is linked to a set of activities as prepared by the Presidency. While a total of 12 outcomes were identified, outcome 8 speaks directly to human settlements targets. Outcome 8 seeks to create sustainable human settlements and improve the quality of household life. The delivery agreement for outcome 8 sets 2014 targets. Here are they. We are familiar with all of them. Then specific targets will be finalized once service delivery agreement.
Can I just take you back quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Outcome 8, the second sentence. For each outcome, a limited number of measurable outputs with targets, and then it's got full stop. Should we not add there with targets were identified?
Mm-mm. Copied.
It says for each outcome, a limited number of measurable outputs with targets. It's almost like the sentence is incomplete. So we say with targets were identified.
For each outcome, a limited number of measurable outputs with targets were identified.
Yes,
yes, it's incomplete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then?
Specific targets. There's something wrong. You can't say will be finalized once the delivery agreements were concluded. The delivery agreements have been concluded.
The last bullet point. I don't think the target is that, because this implies that the National Department must finance the 600 housing opportunities. I think we just need to look at that. I think it says it's to facilitate the finance. They're not actually not going to finance it. They must. Is it written like this, Chair?
Financing.
I think we have to correct that one. This one, it was planned. I think it was the MTEF for 2009 to 2014. So we cannot at this date set specific departmental performance targets will be finalized once service delivery agreements are concluded in support of the identified. They have already concluded. And just my as in the panga paga to buy it is that is busy.
In fact, Chairperson, the DG at one of the meetings told us, and I did go onto the website, and if I go now, I'll find it, that our minister was one of a few ministers that have already concluded a performance agreement with the president.
Mm.
So that's been signed.
They've concluded the agreements, delivery agreements with public works, public enterprise, rural development, and the COPTA,
and provincial
MECs. But what is not coming front to the fore is the issue, I mean, what were they agreed upon? Those protocols, for instance, in terms of those municipalities and those MECs, we don't know what is entailed. We haven't seen it, and we've been requesting that, and they have been shifting. As a bone, so I don't know how I'm going to say it is there.
That it's been reported that performance agreements have been concluded, but although we've asked for them, we have not yet received any of them, so we don't know what's included.
So we can leave that as it is. So we'll report. I don't understand what is 180 million allocated over an EMTDF for what. Let's delete that one, because this process will be overseen by the new functions with the president. Okay, Is the amount that has been allocated for this? I don't know. I don't understand this one either. I tried to make my sense. I couldn't. Can you read this, guys? Let's delete the whole sentence. That says this process will be overseen by new functions within the presidency. This is relevant because the new ministry that is monitoring and evaluation, it is there and it's coming before us tomorrow. So let's leave it. But let's delete the 180 million. All right. Let's just put a question mark. We'll hear from them. Okay. Then, with targets, accelerated delivery of housing opportunities. The housing function is a concurrent function, and therefore the agreement for this output will be signed between the Minister of Human Settlements and the provincial MECs. This agreement is still applicable should accreditation to level 2 be granted to municipalities. So we're going to comment on that at the back because this one has been achieved. It has been done. Then we are coming to analysis of Section 32 expenditure reports. Those are quarterly reports. This one is the fourth quarter. It is research unit in the group. They have to start. I requested them to begin from October last year to September this year. They have not done so. Liepo, the request is clear because what you should have done, you should have consolidated all those quarterly reports we have, and then you evaluate, you assess them, and comment the progress or whatever, and then because we cannot just have a report year fourth quarter. Where's October? Because the fourth quarter is January, February, March. Where is October, November, December, January, February, March? So we are missing reports here. Can you speak to Berenice? Sure.
Their first quarter is not maybe after their year ending. That if maybe the end of June, then the first quarter will be July, August, September, then October, November. Is it so?
No, I'm not sure. The report is an annual report. Report on October, between September and October, in preparation of the budget cycle, which starts now in October. So, in reporting yet, if a quarterly report, they have to start with the quarterly report ka October last year, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and mna lentema benze njalo abayenzanga naba. Sorry.
So that
must be an overall evaluation, performance. But let's deal with what is before us now. So I hope we are drawing attention to Mama Vekalis, because Manazo is a copy. Yeah.
Sorry, I just want to wrap my mind around this. We're talking, I'm hearing what you're saying about the fourth quarter expenditure, because now we're in 11-12, right? We're in 11-12. So this is correct, the 10-11. The fourth quarter of 2010-11,
mm-hmm.
This is correct. What we need to say, this first quarter needs to have a date put at it. That would be the first quarter of 11-12. Surely.
Aundiva, you don't understand me. I am saying two reports are missing here. They have been omitted. October, November, December 2010 is not here. It's supposed to be here according to the guidelines from the office of the House Chairperson.
Yeah, 2011.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where is it? This is the fourth quarter.
Oh, the third quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Where is
all
it?
Right. Sorry, sir.
Yeah. It's missing. Yeah. The third quarter, it's missing.
The third quarter is here. The fourth quarter isn't.
And the yes, it's October, November, December.
That's the third
January,
quarter.
February, March.
That's the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So two reports are missing, yes. I'm saying one, eh? October, November, December, February, March. We've got this one. So we're missing October to December. 2010. That is missing. So we've got the fourth quarter.
Then we need the first quarter for 2011-12.
I think we do have. Oh, the first, yes, it's not yet. The first quarter, which is January to March 2011. It's not here, but we do have the second quarter, which is July. I sent it to you, to September, last night.
No, you said the second, but it's not in this report.
No, no, no. It's not in this report.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, but I know...
Then let's carry on with the analysis of fourth quarter. The department received a budget of 16 billion, of which 16.2, of which 16 billion or 98% expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, 199 million under expenditure was recorded. Current payments allocated 585 million, of which 441 million expenditure was recorded. Compensation of employees 250, of which 216 expenditure was recorded. Goods and services, and then, though the department's performance reflects 100% expenditure, this is a comment on transfers and subsidies, under expenditure of 1.7 million was still recorded. In addition, the department also recorded notable under expenditure on various programs, including housing policy, housing policy research and monitoring, housing planning, housing planning and delivery, strategic relations and governance. Under expenditure in the department is usually attributed to vacant positions, not filled. Under spending on the accelerated Community Infrastructure Program and the Rural Household Infrastructure Grant, which recorded under expenditure of 33 million of its 100 million. The Human Settlements Development Grant makes up 93% of the department's adjusted appropriated allocation, while 100% of the grant was transferred to provinces. Provincial spending equates to 97%, with largest underspending by Northwest, who spends 87% of the Human Settlements Development Grant allocation. Sustain?
Chair, first of all, just a general comment that when we look at the figures, if I look at the very first sentences when we talk about 16.2 billion, and then we go and we say as a result 199, now that should be 0.665 million. Otherwise, it can be read as 199,000 million. And that should follow through all the figures so that when we talk about 250.8 million, now, having said that, Chairperson, I just want to draw attention to a figure that appears confusing to me. Right at the beginning, we say 199 million was under expenditure. Then when you go to below where it's payments for capital assets, the sentence that starts with though the department's performance reflects 100% expenditure, under expenditure of 1.7 million was still recorded. That's very low. That can't be correct. We said at the beginning 199 million under expenditure, and now we're talking about 1.7 million. Unless it refers in the one instance to the entire financial year, and in the other instance only to that last quarter. I'm not sure, but it's confusing.
Is that transfer?
Transfers,
these are transfers, and load 1.7. And then the whole is 1.9. That's 1.99. That's what you need to do. They have to clarify. Let's know, please. Another comment?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand it. See, they talk about 1.2% of the available budget. Sometimes we must just be careful with the words. See, the under expenditure, I don't know if this relates to the same thing as at the top here, Stan.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think
that 1.2% relates to 199.
Well, It says of the available budget, of the available budget. So that would be of your 16.2 million. Okay. Now, when you come down and you look at the 1.7, though the department's performance reflects 100% expenditure on transfers and subsidies, under expenditure of 1.7 was still recorded. Now, I don't think they transfer the full amount to the provinces, do they? Because they've got to keep back some of that is for the running of the department. So you, if surely...
Can you go back to this report, or because we don't, who's got the
estimate?
No, that's the
quarter,
not the presentation of the presentation on this thing.
I'm badly prepared. That's all in my office.
No, no, I think we do have it here. We'll find it here.
Well, we can flag it, Joe, we can.
Let's flag it, ne? And then you go to your.
I think it may be correct, it's just the way it's been put.
Yeah, something to do with the words.
Let's flag it. No, I don't have a presentation now. With me? Yes, on page 217. Let's go to 217. Then total available
15.04.
Yeah, whatever. Then the total available to provinces was 15.2. Yes, yes. And then what are we saying in Genaraba? Then carry on, Mr. Stein, to the next page.
Yes, sir.
The next page reflect that 97%, is it 98.6 was spent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure this one is responding that that 15 point. So this statement that says, though the department performance reflected 100%, if you remember, into their presentation, they've recorded as they have spent 100%. Lento ndiyayibona apha entlokweni yam ikhona pha. Into nayikho kule ikwi-presentation. They've recorded ukuthi they have spent 100%. Yaba. No, this page 39, it refers to KZN, disaster relief, where we still have questions, and we have asked those questions. They have spent 100%, but in this report, it does not reflect what my spend in this 133 million in KZN, good disaster relief. What have they done? It's not reported. So that one is the same. Can you flag it? Would you flag it? I comments. Can you flag it? You write it, ne? Yes. But now the challenge here, we are faced with this report here, research, research unit. Can we pass on this so that so we see board? Tomorrow morning, maybe it will be clarified. Can we leave it? Make sure that we get our presentation. Yeah.
Good. Then that quarter is finished. I'm talking to this. Now this is the third quarter. This is
32 report of the Public Finance Management Act requires the National Treasurer to publish a statement of actual revenue and expenditure. Based on the aforementioned publication, Parliament performs oversight and scrutiny over the departmental performance in line with the provisions of the money bills. In light of the above, the brief provides an analysis of the first quarter expenditure performance by the department. If I'm a vote 31, over 31, over 20, over 2011, 12. Then the Department of Human Settlements is charged with performing of pivotal mandate and creating an enabling environment for the provision of integrated human settlements. Overall expenditure performance, the department of received 22.5 billion, but only managed to spend 3.9 billion. Le report ka 2010-11, first quarter, ninayo nansa.
Yes, just
be clarified. But nina, what you have not done, nina, nitenje, first quarter expenditure. Nanga, chuba which year? Ambo yiko tisha, yiko tisha, yiko page 16. Then, expenditure performance. Current payments were allocated 642 million, but only 83% has been spent. 83 million, man, I'm cutting. I have found domiumed. Why, man? I've got a domiumed. Yes, I'm cutting. I've found page 17.
Compensation of employees at 319 million, but only 57
57.3 million have been spent. Goods and service was allocated 322.7, but only 26.1 million, that is 81%, has been spent. 8.1% has been spent. Transfers and subsidies were allocated 21.7 billion, but only 3.8 billion, that is 17.8%, was spent. Transfers and subsidies account for 96% of the total departmental budget. This implies that much focus should be on how the department is transferring funds to receive entities, how is the department providing support and monitoring the spending of transferred funds. Payment of capital assets. The capital payment budget amounted to 235.7 million, but only 4.1 million, that is 1.7%, was spent. Expenditure performance per program. Overall program.
Can I just make a suggestion with all of these that, for example, on that second bullet point under current payments, we need to put million after the amount. And then perhaps with the percentages, we put 8.1 and put the percentage sign rather than right. It's easier on the eye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Overall program performance. The department implements its budget through five programs, namely administration, housing policy, research and monitoring, housing planning and delivery support, housing development, finance and strategic relations, and governance. All the programs performed below the 25% threshold. Program 2, that is household policy, research and monitoring, performed slightly better as it came close to 20% of the allocated budget. Program 5, strategic relations and governance, had the slowest spending of 9.9% of its 155.5 million allocated budget. The slow expenditure was due to delays in the payment of computer service in support to the Rural Household Infrastructure Program, RIP, non-filling of vacant posts. Program 1, administration, reflects the second slowest spending of 10.9% of its allocated budget. Slow expenditure in administration resulted from non-payment of the special investigative unit and the leasing of office accommodation. The Department of Public Works had not issued the invoice of the leased office accommodation. Other programs sent...
Okay. I want to check this. Program 5 had the lowest spending. The slow expenditure was due to the delays in the payment of computer services. Okay. Now, I wonder, I've seen this thing of the SIU. Okay, program 1 reflected the second lowest. Slow expenditure in administration resulted from payment, non-payment of the special investigation unit and the leasing of office accommodation. Department of Public Works had not issued the invoice for the leased office accommodation. And then why the special investigation unit was not paid?
And also, Chair, my worry is that there's this non-filling of vacancies, and what was this? And the reason that we can accept that, because if they feel that they came, there are vacancies which are unfilled, that means it is going to disrupt everything. Mm-hmm. That non-filling of vacancies, why? Whose fault is that? There are a lot of people who were of non-filling the vacancies.
That should really be asked is, I mean, we've seen over 2 years now, financial years, that there's a so-called saving because of the non-filling of vacant posts. Now, the question that should really be asked is, why budget for posts that you know is not going to be filled because you're still busy with your turnaround strategy. And that brings me to another question that I want to put in when we do our own comments. If you look at the annual report, for example, there was a target which I imagine was in line with the staff complement of 7,000 something square meters of additional office space. And yet in last year's report, the achievement, they went and leased 9,000 something square meters of office space. Knowing that they don't have the staff appointed. So that to me is wasteful expenditure.
Other programs spent in the margin of 17.5 to 17.6%. Slow expenditure in the program 3 housing planning and delivery is said have resulted from unfilled vacant posts. Key area of focus? Program 4 housing development finance. The program accounts for 97% of the total departmental budget and manages transfers and subsidies to provinces, municipalities, and other spending institutions. For this reason, Program 4 is the main area of focus as it largely determines the department's success or lack of it in pursuit of achieving its mandate. Of the 221.9 billion allocated, the program had spent 3.9 billion, 17% at the end of the first quarter, of which rural household infrastructure in direct grant was allocated 231 million, but only 40.5 million, 17%, was spent. Urban settlement development grant was allocated 6.3 billion, but only 2.5 million had been spent. Human settlement development grant received 14.9 billion, and none of these funds had been transferred at the end of the first quarter. Social Housing Regulatory Authority contribution to operations received 19.3 million, but no transfers had been done at the end of the first quarter. Rural Household Loan Fund Recapitalization received 50.5 million and had spent 142 million, 286.8% at the end of the first quarter. Housing Development Agency contribution to operations was allocated 89.1 million and had spent 267 million. That is 300% at the end of the first quarter. National Urban Reconstruction and Housing Agency recapitalization was allocated 1 million and had spent nearly half of its allocation, which is 49.5 million. That is 49.5% at the end of the first quarter. Social Housing Foundation contribution to operation was allocated 3 million, but none of these funds were transferred at the end of the first quarter. Social Housing Regulatory Authority Capital Restructuring Grant was allocated 226.2 million, but no transfer had taken place at the end of the first quarter.
Comments?
The last bullet there was allocated 1 million and has spent nearly half of his allocation, which is 49.5 million. But it was allocated 1 million. I don't know whether this is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm very sorry because I can't follow up because I didn't receive my annual report from Human Settlement. I have been communicated with queries about this, but I never received it. But what I want to get at is that one of 300%. How come that one? What was the explanation in this?
I was just going to say, if the last bullet, if they have been allocated 1 million.
100 million.
Oh, 100, not one.
We are assuming that it's 100 million. Maybe it's in the sprint, but it's not about double check.
Oh, because I was going to say, if they've been allocated one, and they spent 49. Nearly, they spent 49, that means they spent 400 and something.
Yes. No. 400
and something.
Well, thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity. This is the only time one gets to speak in the committee meeting. But we've already identified this problem with the chaplain. We wrote the letter to the department for them to furnish the committee with the answers, especially on this. Yes. So we are awaiting their response. Thanks.
Okay, so we are going to flag those concerns. And then,
expenditure as of 30 August 2011. In July 2011, the department spent 3.5 million, which is 15.7% of its budget, bringing total expenditure to 33.2%. At the end of July, this high expenditure was the result of transfers amounting to 3.5 million for the month of July. The department should explain this transfer to the committee, indicating the receiving entity or body, what the funds are for, as well as outlining the manner in which the use of these funds will be monitored. Expenditure for August 2011 amounted to 1.4 million. Which is 6.5% of the allocated budget. Transfer expenditure decreased significantly from 3.5 million in the previous month to 1.4 million in August. This results in a decrease in expenditure despite the fact that capital payments expenditure increased marginally in August. Overall expenditure as of 30 August 2011 was 8.9 million or 39.7%. Conclusion and overall observation, the analyst...
Now, the very first sentence is saying that they have spent 3.5 million, which is 15.7% of how much? This is my question, because they're bringing the total expenditure to 33.2%. So then it says they spent 2.5 million. Of how much?
This is where it becomes confusing. I think I know what we're trying to say. But if you look at the first quarter, we said they had spent 3.9 million. If you look at page 3.9 billion. And then we say in July they spent 3.5, which I presume should be billion as well. But the confusion here is we equating it with 25%. We're saying in the first quarter they should have spent 25%.
Mm.
And when we therefore say 17%, we're talking about 17 of what should have been 25.
Mm.
Not of the. And similarly, for the second quarter, because this now speaks to the second quarter.
Mm.
should be 50.
It should now, ideally, we're looking at 50% expenditure.
Yes.
So we just need to get it right so that it speaks to either the global, or we say, as Honorable Joe has said, if we say 3.5 million or 3.5 billion of what they should have spent.
Okay. I think we will cut that at the end. But I think that this report that came in July to September, I think it's going to change all this. It's going to change all this. For instance, I don't know. Delivery performance, second quarter.
I think it's 12. What do I say that? Then it's saying here. Service by. Oh, these are numbers. I want the figures. I want the figures. Where are the figures? Oh, allocation. Finance matters. Revised estimate, medium term, estimate. Can you read this? I can't see now. Can you read this thing? Want to get to July to September. Can you check the financial expenditure there? Not the delivery.
To September.
July to September. The quarterly report from July to end of September.
Yeah, Chair, basically to the end of September per program, first of all, you see, this makes a lot more sense if we put it like this, because here they talk about percentage spent, which is 46%, mm-hmm. which means it's against 50% that they should have spent. Mm-hmm. And then they give it per program. Program 1 is 25%, mm-hmm. which is half of what they should have spent. Mm-hmm. Program 2 is 42%. Program 3 is 34%, and Program 4 is 47%, and then Program 5 is 27%. So if we're going to put it in that context, that it makes a lot more sense.
That is why I was saying, Mr. Steyn, this section is going to change altogether, because
yes.
this information, the researchers, they just received the report from the National Treasury, and which ends by end of August. So September was not there, and the department was refusing to give us. So it came later, this one. So it means this section is going to change altogether. Yes, it's going to be reworked. Let's agree.
It shows the revised estimate is 22.6 billion for 2011-2012. This brings me to something else. Now, just going back to the others, I mean, we are at pains to point out to the department that we're not only interested in the money spent, we're interested in the actual delivery for those quarters as well, because it would be interesting, and I think we should put that in our report as well. But not in our report here at the moment. We only talk about the money. Yes, I can, Chair. But I'm saying we should put it in our report as well. housing delivery for the second quarter, for example, is service sites completed 14,600 and houses completed 32,400 for the second quarter. So if you double that, it means we're only going to reach some 70,000 if we're lucky. There's no target here. Hold on. Sites, target, houses. Yes, the target is, for the targets to the second quarter is 68,000. I mean, they're saying the second quarter target, sites and houses, is 107,000, and the total that we've achieved is 47,000. Now, you see, once again, if we talk about 47% of the budget, but less than 25% of the deliverables.
The analysis of the Department of Human Settlements first quarter expenditure performance indicates an overall low expenditure of 17.4%. This low expenditure performance is mainly attributable to the following reasons: slow transferal and, in various instances, non-transferal to receive institutions. The issue of non-transferal should be resolved as a matter of urgency, since it impacts significantly on the receiving entities whose expenditure performance is dependent on these transfers. This is reflected in Program 4 Housing Development Finance, which houses transfers and accounts for 97% of the department's budget. The ongoing restructuring process has to be expedited and completed to resolve the challenge of unfilled vacant posts prevalent across programs. This reflected in the slow expenditure 17.9% on compensation of employees. The department faces challenges of late payments due to late issuing of invoices by the relevant parties. This is reflected on the very slow spending, 1.7% of the capital payments budget. In this regard, effective measures have to be taken to ensure that invoices are issued on time, as this impedes on the department's expenditure performance. Then we have thoughts from the National Treasury, 2010-11.
The problem goes much deeper than just a non-transfer, because I cannot believe that any province is going to sit and not ask for their money when it's due, particularly if they've committed it to projects. So there's got to be an underlying problem here. If they're not even bothering the department to transfer their monthly allocation, then it points to a problem in the provinces as well in terms of their expenditure. And I mean, we saw this with a large transfer at the end of the financial year. So they're still using money from last year. That's why they're not bothered to ask for their money due to them. And that's what we must get to in the document. There's got to be a deeper problem than just the slow transferring of money.
I had a meeting with the researcher from finance, senior researcher from finance, and she was saying they've got a problem in analyzing these quarterly reports. First of all, you will find that the information that they receive from the National Treasury, sometimes it's different from what is presented by the department to the portfolio committee, the figures. So it means the systems, there's a problem of systems that are not talking together. So why I'm raising this, because I think this analysis was done by the finance people research unit, ne? Of Parliament. They sourced the information from the National Treasury. And then at our disposal, we have this information in front of you from the department. I'm sure that information does not say one and the same thing that is reflected. There might be. I don't know if you understand me. And that information they saw from is very limited. It does not reflect the performance part of the department. It's just figures that are not assisting at all. That's what I'm saying. Where we need to also comment on that in our report, because those quarterly reports now, it means there's no alignment of system. Even in Parliament itself, the researchers are separated. There are researchers that are dealing with finance, but at no stage where these researchers, they will sit together with those sector researchers, because this information, available department, if we sector researchers, do we catch me now? Do you get me now? So I think there's no platform, and the systems are not talking together. Even the information that is, I'm sure it is the way it is, the report, it's the way the reporting system is designed. It's also problematic. Of which, it's something, if we turn us as the committees, we cannot try and raise these issues, they must be addressed, it's going to be a problem. So, okay. I think we can continue. Then, analysis of the financial statements. I think we've been doing this for quite some time. Let's leave this. Let's go to entities. Because this is the report that is there. Are there entities?
Department entities. Following is an overview of entities reporting to the department. National Urban Reconstruction and Housing Agency, NURTURE, the department authorized a loan of $75 million approved from CADIS, as well as recapitalization of NURTURE in the amount of $300 million. Contractor training and development program is completed and has been approved by the National Treasury. The value of loans disbursed under the affordable housing of the for houses and site serviced is $84.9 million. The number of houses built and site serviced under the affordable housing program are 2,092. A number of 33 projects under the infrastructure and community program were completed during the period of review. NURTURE confirmed that Free State Province is among the provinces where successful projects are being run. Rural Housing Loan Fund. The department approved the recapitalization of the fund in the value of $49 million to assist with the implementation of the Rural Voucher Scheme. It was reported that 40,289 loans have been disbursed against target of 44,933. Loans at the value of $113.6 million have been disbursed against target of $112 million. A total disbursement of loans with a value of $224.4 million against target of the value of $202 million. However, Rural Household Housing Loan Fund is experiencing challenges such as competitive nature of the market and from other big financial institutions. Also, the collection rate of debt is also a challenge, but it was stated that the situation is improving. Among the lowest income band, more 40%, these are people earning less than 1,500 per month, of loan disbursed were mainly used for improvement of houses. Rural Housing Loan Fund had targeted about 80% of loan outside metros on housing-related matters. However, their target was exceeded and reached 85%. Rural Housing Loan Fund.
Just a tiny thing here, but it's not making sense. In the middle of that paragraph where you talk about more 40%, among the lowest income band, I think it should be more than 40%.
Not band.
Band, and the 40, more than 40%.
More than 40%.
Rural Housing Loans Fund had that stated large number of loans were granted to people employed in the
granted,
public sector.
Granted
to people employed in the public sector than other than those employed in the private sector. The majority of these were reported to have been women.
Okay. You remember the Rural. Ralph disputing that 49 million was for rural housing scheme, voucher scheme. Do you remember that? So what do you say?
Can you craft something now? I'm tired.
Well, we need to reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to reflect that. Because that first part.
If you remember, this the reports of the entities were reported in two sessions. They were reported in an annual report, in a consolidated report of the department. So that first part was extracted from the report of the department. And then the achievements, because that report of the department does not have the achievements of the entities. So the achievements of each entity now are appearing in the presentations that were made by the individual entities. So can you craft something, because that is going to highlight that there was a contradiction on this 49 million.
Can you craft something?
I think Ralph was disputing that the 49 million is not given to them yet. Although they talk about it, maybe it's not start with the department.
No, they were saying it's not for
the provision of rolling out the voucher scheme. It's for them to decrease the interest. You remember? To reduce the interest, but they put it in, there's been a way that they put it. So it means that we need Liebo. We need to phone Ralph.
Is there a recording of this issue?
They do, but sometimes these things are not working. I'm not sure. But the PMG was here. I said they can assist us. Can you assist us on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get it for us.
I'm actually doing the recording.
No, no, I'm saying about this Ralph's presentation on the first day. So can you assist us and get back to your and check what was the response from Ralph? But at the same time, the researcher is going to contact Ralph. But
okay.
Can you assist us for that tomorrow morning? What was the response on this 49 million? What was it for?
Okay.
All right, Sid. Continue with the
NHSC. NHSC, the Mortgage Default Insurance Program, was approved by the MINMEC in November 2010. The department supported the approval of an agreement with the European Investment Bank for the rand equivalent to 330 million euro. An agreement with Old Mutual Life Assurance Company of South Africa and its BEE partners to participate in an affordable housing fund with initial funding of 900 million to finance the development and the sale of 25,000 affordable units. The Trust of Urban Housing Finance loan portfolio reached more than 1 billion mark rand, 1.2 billion. The distressed clients' turnaround and collection recovery strategy was successfully implemented. NHFC's enterprise development includes social housing institutions, private clients, and inner city regeneration program. It was stated that an amount of 100 million was recovered from the previously distressed clients. Repossessed property at a value of 40 million was also reported. The challenge experienced by NHFC, among other, the rectification of flats and also the culture of non-payment. Tubelisha still owes NHFC an amount of 14 million in interest.
Okay.
Just two things there. Right at the beginning of NHFC, I think we need to divorce the sentence about the mortgage default insurance with the rest of it. And maybe that sentence should come at the end. Because the way I read it here, if you read the first and the second sentence about the agreement with the European Investment Bank, it almost sounds like it's for the same thing.
Okay.
And yet it's not. the agreement with the European Bank is for loans. It's got nothing to do with that default insurance program.
And I think that's still present.
Yes, so maybe we put that as a sentence last, completely separate from the others. And then the amount from Tbilisi is not in interest.
They paid the capital.
No, I thought the capital was 14 million rand that they loaned them.
No. They said they loaned them 14 million. And then they paid the capital. Now they are left with...
14 million again?
Okay. No. It's not 14 million.
Not
the interest.
That's my query. It says 14 million.
No, I think the sentence has to be reworked. See. Yeah, it's written 14 million. Let's double check. Can you get your presentation?
They owe me 14 million.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if it's interest. In fact, they probably not even...
They did not say this. They did not mention the capital.
The CEO, when I asked him about it, he said it's an amount that they loan to the Nisha Bank, which is still on their books.
But they confirmed that they paid the capital.
I remember they confirmed that the capital was paid, which means this 14 is interest.
On the total of 14 million.
Yes.
An interest of 14 million.
14.
From a total of 14 million.
You remember that arrangement
for last year's arrangement? You remember? In the Water Generals report,
that
to
keep the arrangement, that's what it stands for. That 100 million, maybe that's 14 million. Housing Development Agency. The department reported that 7 implementation protocols have been signed with the provincial government for Limpopo, Free State, Western Cape, Eastern Cape and City of Tshwane. In excess of 33,000 hectares of state land was identified for evaluation for release for human settlements development focused on the outcome 8, which requires the release of 6,250 hectares of public land. A joint coordinating committee on state land release has been established by the department with the HDA as secretariat to manage the requirements of output 3 of the delivery agreement, a policy outlining the criteria for identifying land and a procedure for the transfer of state-owned land to the department and or HDA has been finalized with the relevant state departments. In Limpopo, the HDA has taken transfer of 72 hectares of land in Bela Bela, acquired on behalf of the Limpopo Department of Local Government and Housing for Human Settlements Development. Key features of these implementation protocols is the joint planning and program with other organs of state in terms of the land acquisition, and memorandum of understanding has been signed between COGTA, Department of Public Enterprise and Public Works. Free State funded 8 properties, and those are held in the trust of the agency. HDA is involved in the program and planning of Canabia project in KwaZulu-Natal for the land that was purchased from SEVCON to be released. An approval by the National Treasury is sought. All property held by the entity, there is a proposal in place in order for those properties to be released. Social Housing Registry Authority, SHRA, the department reported that SHRA has managed to accredit 18 social housing institutions. Social Housing Investment Program, it was reported that a call for proposal for SHIP 2 was issued. In summary, a total of 11,242 units were applied for with a budget requirement of 1.2 billion. Social housing projects were launched the Emerald Sky TAU Village Dromedaries project in various provinces. The entities will facilitate the delivery of 1,050 social housing units. It was further reported that the regulatory program, which assisted the SHRA, in identifying some policy and legislative challenges with respect to the current program will be implemented. The CEO has been appointed in January 2011 as SHRA has been operational for 3 months. However, the board agreed to report on financial statements early rather than to wait for 15 months. However, organizational work has been started immediately after the appointment of the board in 2010 April. The chairperson has been acting as the CEO until the appointment was filled. The organization has got 21 vacant posts, and by the end of March 2011, 12 vacant posts were already been filled. The remaining vacant posts are specialized and scarce skills such as engineers, etc. For the 2 million regular expenditure. Yes.
So there's this 42 million irregular expenditure. I don't remember it. What was the issue on this one? I can't remember.
I remember something.
The 42 million of irregular expenditure, and it was raised by the member on the floor. But I didn't capture it. What was it for?
NHPRC's mandate.
Just before we do, I've spoken to Lipo again. On this one and in the previous one, there's quite a lot of grammatical errors. If they can just run through their spell check. If we just go to the HDA, for example, the last sentence doesn't make a lot of sense for me either. All properties held by the entity, there is a proposal in place in order for those properties to be released.
In fact, the HDA has been requested to provide those development proposals.
Page 22, Chair, but it starts there from for the land that was purchased from Servcon to be released. An approval by the National Treasury sought all properties held. Those two sentences just need to be.
For the land that was purchased from Servcon to be released. An approval. No, I'm sure you.
From the National Treasury. That's what they were saying. It has to be authorized by the National Treasury. Because they are still in those problems. So for that land to be released, there has to be an authorization from the National Treasury. But that land has been released now. I mean, for the land that has been released, the development proposals have been I think the manner it has been put forward, but the development proposal, I think the HDA has already developed those development proposals, but I think it's the manner that only has.
Let me just say this, perhaps would sound better. We start the sentence. There is a proposal in place for all the properties held by the entity. No, I heard it just now.
No, this is incomplete.
Yeah, it's not true.
Oh, only a correct one. This one is incomplete.
It has to be anywhere.
This thing, the HDA has already, if you read from the HDA report, that land that has been released, there's land that has been released already. From that 33,000, there's land that has been acquired, prepared, and is ready for a release. In fact, it has been released. So that land that has been released, there has to be proposals for development of that particular land. So HDA has done that process. They have completed that process. It's on the land. I believe it.
But it's the manner, no, I agree with you, Mr. The way it's been put here, it needs to be reworked. Let's agree on that. Let's agree. Okay.
Oh, finish person, let me just say.
NHBRC's mandate is to protect housing consumers from unscrupulous home builders. It provides an exclusive regulatory function in the home building environment, promote innovative technology and compliance, as well as to capacitate home builders. During the year under review, the NHBRC registered a total of 11.115 home builders and renewed 3,650. The non-subsidy house home enrollment, 32,424, against a target of 39,000. It is set for itself. Further, a total of 49,929 subsidy homes are enrolled against target of 94,000. The number of houses that were completely inspected in subsidy home enrollment was 57,420, whilst in the non-subsidy were 15,631. There were 966 late enrollment reported. During the year under review, the entity received 937 complaints, and out of that number, 536 were conciliated. It was reported that remedial work that was conducted costed the entity 22 million. There are 1,505 home builders trained, whilst 512 home builders suspended. Projects that were enrolled with the entity were 25,090.
Thank you. Any comments?
Yes, Chair, I think that we just need to rewrite that sentence about the 22 million.
About
It was, if my memory serves me correctly, it was remedial work undertaken. So it wouldn't have been conducted. It was work they had to fix, houses they had to fix where the builders probably went bankrupt.
Oh, they went bankrupt.
So, yeah, it was reported that remedial works undertaken by NHB cost the entity $22 million.
NHBLC has reported to have achieved the following: ensuring compliance to norms, standards, and equality within the sector, assisting the public and private sector in improving program and project management through training and skills transfer, assisting the state in the implementation of the rectification program, improving the capacity of government to monitor and oversee human settlements development program and projects, assisting the department in improving the governance and performance in the sector, building and developing appropriate capacity at the provincial and municipal spheres to undertake human settlements development capacity for compliance and monitoring, protection of the interests of the public within the human settlement sector. The NHBRC has conducted assessment for rectification in KZN and Eastern Cape, assisting government in the development of appropriate norms and standards in the provision of service infrastructure and housing, the development of appropriate policy and legislative framework in ensuring compliance to norms and standards in human settlements development and protection of all stakeholders from poor workmanship, improving coordination and cooperation with the department, province, and municipalities in monitoring compliance and adhering to the norms and standards set for development, setting up quality assurance system in the provinces and municipalities.
Thanks, sir. I'm worried about this bullet number three. Assist the state in implementation of the rectification program, which, to me, because that's a part of inspecting the building of housing, but they are also they are sitting now, and then also they have got their own companies who wish now to do the rectification. I don't know whether that sentence is right there, because they are the part of inspection, they are the part of rectification, and then they are the part of the companies which are doing the rectification there. I don't know whether we can allow that sentence to be there.
What is the feeling of the other members?
Yes, Chair, whilst I agree 200% with Honourable Joe, mm-hmm. I think we need to flag it because I've highlighted it as well. This is what they're saying, but we need to comment on that because in addition to that, certainly that I think most of the committee feeling that it's wrong, they were also paid in advance for work that they haven't done yet as far as that rectification is concerned. So we need to, as the chairperson indicated in our comments, we need to comment on that one. Yeah. But then I also want to go to bullet point 4, 5, 6, 7, protection of the interests of the public within the human settlement sector. I think we also need to comment on that because if they had been doing this, protecting the public within the human settlement sector, then we would not have been sitting with the bad housing that we currently sit with. So for me, it's the two issues that I want to comment on when we do the comment at the end. But in terms of what they said, yes, that's what they said they've achieved. So I think we need to leave it. It talks about their achievements, Joe, so that's what they said they're doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think what Mr. Stain is raising, I looked at this report. I nearly scratched on this because these things really poop on you, it's a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. But I decided to say no. This is a report. I that is why I said we must say has reported.
Yes.
It must be clear that this is their report. Yes. And then when we comment at the back, we have to make sure that we put the record straight that this is not true. And then we base our comments on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's continue.
Where are we?
were.
Oh, I thought we have to finish the paragraph. Then we come for 5-5, yeah. So that you come for 5-3. For 5-3. Are we agreeing on that?
Yes.
Okay, then.
On governance issues, the current Board of Management undertook an initiative to build and strengthen the relationship of the institution and that of the Auditor General. Declarations that were made in different forms than what was required by the Auditor General was said to have been rectified, and the relationship is improving. Peer review was conducted to deal with the internal audit issues, and the Board agreed to outsource that function, and an executive officer has been appointed to monitor the audit function. The Board further undertook an initiative to strengthen the leadership of the institution and requested the chairperson to be visible in the office at least for 3 days in a week. The IT system, the NHBRC commissioned an audit by Deloitte and Torch to look in the integrating the IT system that was polarized and was not speaking to the other system. This system was open to abuse. That is why there was a need for it to be improved. The ongoing investigation within the institution are carried out by the Special Investigative Unit, and the report is in process.
The report.
Of being completed.
Fine.
Thank you. No, okay, no problem, but I'm worried about this outsource one.
They have outsourced the function. Meanwhile, they are still busy with the integration. You remember they said that study that was conducted, it was a fruitless. In fact, that system that was put, that IT system that was put, it was a fruitless expenditure because they had to change it again because of those irregularities they discovered as a new board. I mean, yes, this board that is led by Reverend Mehan. So, yes, that was the explanation. So if you want to raise some issues, let's raise them
okay.
At the back. Consent.
Any more comments on this paragraph?
Before we go for dinner.